We're so thankful for great testimonies like that. It's good to hear what God's doing in other people's lives. It helps us to know that God can do it in our life. And so that's why we share what we do with who we can. All right, the message I want to share today is talking about a strong foundation. And Dan alluded to that a little bit about what a foundation is and how important it is. You know, have you ever been fearful when you were in a storm? You know, I think we all can probably relate to that. You know, maybe the wind was blowing so hard that you kind of felt your house rattling. You kind of maybe thought it was going to get even blown away. You know, many people feel like that right now with everything going on in our country and in the world. You know, and everything that they had their trust in is collapsing. You know, how many have checked their 401k or their retirement plan lately? Maybe you had a lot of faith in that. Well, that faith is probably gone. It is going to come back. I'm optimistic. I know that it will. But if that's where our faith's at, then we're going to fall just like that house that fell apart. See, the world right now is weathering a great storm. And I believe that God has answers in his word about how we can weather that storm. The passage I want to look at today is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. First, I'm going to read it from the New American Standard Bible and then from the Message translation. New American Standard says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Then everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great was that fall." Now the Message translation words it in a little bit different way. It says, "These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you're like a smart carpenter who built his house on a solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, or tornado hit, but nothing moved like that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on a sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, its collapse was like a house of cards." I think that really painted quite a picture in our mind of what it's like to build your house on the sand. Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to come here today to be able to share the word of truth. Lord, I pray that your special anointing will be here. I pray for words that both pierce and penetrate to leave my lips, for the gift of the Spirit to be in operation. I yield to the gift you put inside of me. And Lord, I want to use it for your glory. In Jesus' name. Excuse me. Amen. First point I want to look at today is that we know that storms are going to come. Storms are a part of life. You know, if you live long enough, you will go through a storm. There are several storms that we can go through. Number one's a relationship storm. You know, maybe we're not getting along with our spouse, or maybe, you know, divorce has come into your life, or maybe you're not having fun at work with the people that you work with, or things like this. So that's a storm in your life. It can unsettle us. It gets us churning on the inside, and it makes us uneasy. Also, there's financial storms. As I mentioned earlier, you know, your stock market, how it's fallen, all these different things happen, and maybe we're worried about where our next paycheck's going to come. That's a storm. That's a real storm that people are going through right now. But it's something that we all have to deal with. And lastly, you know, there can be a health storm. You know, many people, you know, which is a double whammy now with this COVID-19, it's affecting the financial end of things. But the worst thing too, it's affecting a lot of people's health. So all these storms come into our life. But how do we deal with those storms? What are they going to do? And what are we going to do? How are we going to respond? I remember knowing somebody growing up that every time a tornado hit, they was just terrified. They would actually, one of the neighbor ladies, that house is torn down now, but they would come and they would go down our basement because fear just gripped a hold of them and they couldn't function. because of the fear of what might happen. But I want us to remind us today is that we're survivors. If you're listening to me today, you're a survivor because your ancestors also survived many plagues. Just think about what they went through in life. You know, all through history of this world, there was the Black Death. There was cholera, smallpox, different kinds of flus come in and claim people's lives. But your forefathers made it. If they didn't make it, you wouldn't be here today. So I want to encourage you. They made it. You can make it. You can also weather this storm and to be able to come through it. And I wanted to think about it. We're more than a survivor. We don't just need to be into survivor mode, but we need to see ourselves as overcomers. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So what comes out of your mouth when we're going through the storm? That's very important. Do we speak words of fear? Or do we speak words of life and words of faith and words of hope? See, faith overcomes fear. And that's what we need to be speaking, especially parents. We need to be speaking that to our children so that they feel at peace in their heart. The second point I want to look at today is how storms reveal things. I don't know about you. I hate storms when it reveals a problem. One of the problems I hate the worst is that when your roof leaks. See, unless it rains, you never know you have a leak. And see, unless a storm comes to our life, we never know maybe some of the spiritual problems that we have in our life that are just hidden or not revealed yet. But when the storm comes, it shows the weakness that we have in our life. And that's a good thing, because those are things that we need to work upon. Those are things that we need to deal with. And really, those problems that we have are already there. They've been there all along, just that we don't see them. We're not looking for them because everything seems like it's okay. But when that storm comes, it reveals where the issues are. I remember one time we had a leak in a roof here, and I don't like a leak at all. I mean, one of the things that bugged me the most is a leaky roof. I don't know why, but it's just one of those things that just bothers me. And we had to go up there, and we noticed that somebody, when they put the boot around the plumbing vent, they made a little knife cut. And that little damage let water come in. And see, little damages, little knife cuts, little things like that, we deal with in life. And they come in. You know, that's why the Bible says to use the shield of faith, to quench every fiery dart, everything that comes against you, trying to bring you into fear. We need to be able to protect ourselves from those things. And I encourage you to stay in the Word of God. Now, this COVID-19 virus has revealed a lot of holes in our lives. I have never seen fear like I have in the last several weeks. I mean, I'm 60 years old now, and I've been through a few things myself. But just recently, just how people are responding to the situation around them, and it just they just feel like the world's coming to an end. A lot of them are worried about their stock market. I mean, rich people are more worried than poor people, I think. Poor people are used to it. You know, they know what it's like to trust God and really need God in their life. But a lot of people who have a lot of money, they're just freaking out. Because all the things they've hoarded and saved is now dwindling away. But like I said, I believe the market's going to come back and just got to ride this storm out. But what happens is it's brought that fear out, and it shows that what we really have in our heart is that we don't really trust God. Now, I'm not one of the people that just put your head in the sand and think everything's going to be okay. I know there's some practical wisdom and things that we need to do, but I do know this, and I've learned this the hard way, walking in fear and worrying about things never helps anybody. It won't help you get out of your problem. One of the things that we've kind of did that's wrong is that we put pretty above practical. So pretty above practical. You know, we like frilly stuff instead of functional stuff. And to be honest, I'm a practical, fully functional kind of guy. I mean, I'm all more about easy. I don't care about the frilly stuff all the time. And you need that. I mean, it's good. You know, we do have wall hangings in the house, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes we put too much emphasis on the things that look good instead of the things that are important. And I think what happens is we try to blend in with the world around us. And Christians, we don't need to do that. So we try to fit in instead of standing out. And to stand out means we need to stand up. The world is looking for leadership right now. Someone who show that it's not good to be afraid, that we can trust in Almighty God and we can walk in wisdom and start to see this situation turn around. So if you're a believer today, I challenge you, stand up. Don't sit down. Don't hide back. But step up and assume your rightful spot in this God's plan and do what he's called you to do. You know, we make the mistake of caring more about how things look than how they work. You know, sometimes when the foundation settles in a house, I live in an old house, so I'm used to these sort of things, but you'll see a big crack in the drywall. So we have a tendency to get the drywall plaster out or you know, a little bit of mud and rub it over that crack and, you know, make it all smooth and look good. And then we repaint it and then it looks great. But it never really dealt with the problem. You have to go down to the basement and see the problem. See, I have a little spot in my house that settles a little bit. And I have to put a jack there to jack up that part of the foundation in that center area because it's gotten weak over years. And see, if we don't deal with those things, we're going to be in trouble because a lot of people, I've watched them, they'll spend all kinds of money on a home improvement, but they do nothing to fix their foundation. And then not long after, they have that same problem happen again and again in their life. And that's a spiritual message also. Just how we don't need to just cover things up, but we need to look down deep inside of us and to see what's missing, what's wrong. You know, how's our relationship with God? You know, I remember many times in my life when things would happen that would maybe get me concerned or worried about something growing up. I would pick up a Bible. I would read it. It was kind of a foreign book to me because I didn't really read it a lot. And so some of the stuff I didn't understand, and I wasn't born again yet. And the Bible says you must be born again to be able to perceive or understand the kingdom of God. But once I got that settled, things became easier. But, you know, I always knew there was an answer there, but I didn't really know how to get it. See, the foundation is the most important part of the house, but it's the part of the house that we don't see. It's below dirt. It's below ground. And that's something what we need to work on to be able to get us so that that foundation works. And remember when I read the Message translation, it says that Jesus's words are foundational words to build a life on. I built a lot of my life before I knew Jesus on other words that weren't from God, words that made me trust in man and not trust in the things of God. And those things were good. I fit in with everybody else. I had some level of success. But then a problem came. And it just like the rug would be jerked out from under me because I didn't have anything solid to stand on. And maybe that's where you are today. Maybe these last things that's going on in the last few weeks has the rug pulled out from under you. And you just don't know how to get on solid footing. I want to tell you today, there's hope through Jesus Christ. He can take that fear away. I'll be honest, I have no fear about what's going on around the world today. You know, I feel concerned about what some people are going through. But, you know, it's just amazing. I just have such a peace in my heart. Because my faith is not in the financial institutions. My faith is not in the government. And God bless the government. They're helping all they can. But my faith is in God. And I encourage you to put your faith in God. The last thing I want to share today, the point, is the idea of these foundational issues. See, these issues that happened was talking about being rock or sand. You know, I remember one time in my life and, you know, about a storm that came because storms are going to come. I was at a pastor's conference over in Iowa City and we was sitting in there and it was one of the, a big time preacher that I really respected, Hilton Sutton. He's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he came to Iowa City and they had a conference on the book of Revelation and stuff. And I was, you know, a young, just starting out in the ministry. And what happened was we were sitting in there, and all of a sudden they had a weather radio or something went off, and all of a sudden we knew a tornado was coming. It wasn't a circular tornado. It was a straight line wind. Now, my lifestyle is I would always outrun the storm. So my initial response when I heard that is I'm going to get out of town. So I hopped in my truck, had a big four-wheel drive truck, and just as soon as I got in the truck, the wind hit. There was nothing I could do. The rain was coming down torrentially. You couldn't see. I looked over and the roof of the church had just blown off, and I know that I was in for a ride. And what happened is that the church had a little trailer. All of a sudden, I saw this trailer coming right at me and looking out my window, but fortunately, it hit 3 foot behind me, or four, and the trailer, the tongue of the trailer, bent the frame of my truck. And when it hit my truck, it just exploded. I mean, not like a bomb, but it just disintegrated. Pieces were just flying everywhere. And I was in my truck. You know, I probably would have put the song, you know, there's two type of people. People that hide when the storm comes, or those that turn on REO Speedwagon, riding the storm out. And I'm the latter for the most part. You know, I believe just putting that song on and whatever comes, it comes. You know, that's just the way it is. But that was a tough thing because I'll be honest, I had a little bit of fear. I had a wife and a couple kids at the time. And, you know, I didn't know what was, I mean, all those things go through your mind. It was 15 minutes of torture, but, you know, it passed. So I know that storms come and storms go. So all these things, but, you know, this illustration here is talking about a desert situation. Now, we're in Iowa right now where I'm speaking from, and we have pretty good dirt around here. But in the desert where this was talking about, a lot of sand. And the sand is highly erodible. Especially it's easy to erode when rains and flood came. And that's what happened here. Somebody didn't build their house on the rock. They just built it on the sand. It probably was more pretty than practical, but the flood came, just like the floods come in our life. And what happened? The house fell. And the interesting thing between these two people that build their houses, shall we say these two carpenters or whoever, both of them heard the word of God. They both heard that what Jesus was saying. And there's a lot of people today hear what Jesus is saying, but they don't really obey what he says. I don't know if any of you have any kids, but have you ever asked your kid to go in and clean their room? And they say, okay. That means they heard you, right? Clean your room. Okay. Well, half hour later, you go in there, nothing's been touched. They did not do the word, did they? And see, that's what it's like for us as people. We can read the Bible. We can hear people preach about the Bible. But unless we actually do what the Bible says, we're not going to have a house on a strong foundation. And that's what we need to do. It's very simple to do. Jesus made it easy. He doesn't make it complicated. He wants it to be easy so even you and I can understand it, right? So I encourage you to be a doer of the Word of God. Because there's a difference between hearing and paying attention. And that's important that we pay attention and follow through. So that key, one of the important keys that's so simple is to be a doer of the Word of God. And as we step out in faith and do it. Now, you know, success in life is wanted by everybody. I believe we all want to be some level of success, whatever that may be for you. But success in the kingdom is very important. See, there's the kingdom of God. And as a Christian, we are part of that kingdom. And there's certain ways that God does things. And we get frustrated when things don't work. I don't know about you, I hate it when something doesn't work. But see, the reason why it doesn't work in the things of God is because we're not doing it according to His ways. We do it according to what we want or what we've learned out in the world. And then we wonder why. But see, we need to stay in tune with God. We need to understand how God does things and follow His ways and do it the way that He wants us to. What a simple saying for me is, God said it, I believe it, I'm going to act on it. God said it, I believe it, I'm going to act on it. And that's what you need to do today also. We need to act upon God's word. See, obedience to God's word, to me, is the key that unlocks the blessings. And I think we all want to have a blessed life. And it's important that we use the right key. Not every key will open every door. But faith is the key that we need to do with obedience to unlock the things in the kingdom of God. See, there's going to be storms, but if our house is built upon the rock, our house will never move. It will be there. Now remember, the foolish man just hears and does not act. You know, I've never been in an earthquake, but I assume it'd be a little terrifying to see your house falling down around you. And you may be feeling like that again today. You know, you may be feeling like your house is falling around. There's so much fear, not knowing what to do. I mean, I think the toilet paper fear craze is over for a little bit. But remember the first week of this? You know, people were just, you know, loading up and, you know, getting all they can and have enough toilet paper now and the resources for a year. While other people go without. See, that's not faith. That's walking in fear. You know, we need to make sure that we don't get carried away by the things of the world, because that spirit of fear is manifesting out in the world, and we need to stay away from that. So that foolish man built it upon the sand, and the earth, and like I say, the floods and everything came, and the house fell. And like I say, we don't know what the future holds, but God does. The COVID-19 virus is not a surprise to God. God can see into the future. He knows what's coming down the pike. But as well as seeing into the future, God made provision. He made provision for you to be able to live a life where you don't have to be afraid. And I want you to have faith in that today, that God doesn't want you to be afraid. And the reason why the scripture said that great was the fall of that house built on the sand is because what I believe that why that great, the house, the fall was so great was the fact that they thought they were okay. Like I said, you don't know you have a hole in the roof until it rains. So they thought everything was fine. Everything in their house looked perfect. But then, when it rained, then when the flood came, everything was washed away. And that's maybe you today. Maybe your spiritual house isn't in order today. And this threat and this fear that's been going around our country has revealed that to you. I don't want you to beat yourself up today. You know, it's a good thing when we find out areas of our life that need fixed, because then we can fix them. And I want to encourage you today that it's not too late to rebuild your foundation. And you can do that. Start trusting in God. Find a good church like this one. Amen. You know, come and be a part. I'll be glad to help you. You know, tune in to our Facebook lives as we do this while we've been asked not to gather together. You know, in support of what the government says. Something that I just want to share that God's been teaching me, and even before this thing happened, God spoke into my spirit that we're all going to go through things, but not everybody grows through things. I want to encourage you to grow through this problem. Grow through it. Let your faith be developed so you can be a stronger person on the other side of this problem. And I believe that God will show up big time in your life.